Mother Mellis folded her paws.
Now, where exactly do you plan on going?
Terramort Isle.
Marielle's answer was loud and clear.
Do you know how to get there or where it is?
No, but don't worry. I'll find it myself.
Simeon chuckled.
As the blind squirrel said, reaching for a cloud.
Marielle bristled.
What does that mean? That I'm stupid?
Don't be silly.
Tarquin interrupted.
Oh, ha-ha! I say, excuse me. Lunch, chaps. Here comes lunch.
As they sat eating, the abbot gave Marielle a friendly wink.
Simeon didn't mean anything. All he said really was that you need help. I think the first thing to do is to find out where Terramort Isle is. At least, that will be a start. Has anyone ever heard of Terramort in the past? Any mention from travellers, scrolls, books, old rhymes, anything at all?
I think I may be of some help there.
Brother Hubert had been eavesdropping on the conference from the door of the gatehouse. He wandered over, cleaning dust from his spectacles.
Is that food I see? I think I'll join you.
Seating himself comfortably, he began helping himself to cheese, bread and cold cider. Simeon coughed politely.
I don't suppose that you've ever heard of Terramort, Hubert.
Brother Hubert blinked over the top of his spectacles.
On the contrary, as soon as I heard the name, it brought to mind a young mouse who should have been learning the precepts of Redwall abbots in bygone days. Yes, he thought I was dozing, and he began leafing through the scrolls of Fieldrone the Traveller.
Tarquin hastily swallowed the red-currant muffin.
Fieldrone! Well, there's a thing. My father Lorquin knew him, of course. Old Fieldrone had more seasons to grey his hairs than a hedgehog has spikes when he and the jolly old pater were chums. Do you know, I thought I recognised that poem young Sextus recited at the feast. No bits of it myself. Blow me if it isn't one of Fieldrone's very own rhymes.
Brother Hubert sniffed severely.
Indeed. Well, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, Fieldrone was a compulsive traveller. I met him one winter and sheltered him in the gatehouse through half a season of deep snow. He left some of his scrolls with me because they were becoming too bulky to carry about on his journeys.
This time it was Dandin's turn to interrupt.
Where are they, Brother Hubert? Do you have them?
Patience, young mouse, patience. I'll have to search them out. Unfortunately, my gatehouse has become a little untidy of late.
Leaving the meal half finished, everybody hurried to the gatehouse, intent on being the first to discover the scrolls. Brother Hubert scurried about in alarm.
Don't touch anything. You don't know my storage system, any of you. Valuable writings could be lost, my collating disturbed.
You old fraud, Hubert.
Simeon chuckled.
Your system is nothing but layers of dust. Even I can feel that at a single touch. Don't worry, friend. By the time we're finished, we'll free the gatehouse of rubbish and dust and provide you with a proper tidy system. I think everything will have to be moved out here onto the lawn. It's the only way we'll find anything from that jumble.
Mid-afternoon saw the sunlit lawn dotted with piles of manuscripts, books, scrolls, parchments and pamphlets. Covered in dust, the friends sat by the wall sipping cold mint and rose cordial. Saxter shook his head for the umpteenth time.
No, it wasn't any of that, lad. I'd know them the moment I saw them.
Bag and Run sat on top of the wall stairs, laughing and giggling.
What a bunch of dust bags!
Brother Hubert tried to ignore them.
Yes, I'd recognise those scrolls instantly myself.
Recognise them himself.
They rolled about on the ramparts, kicking their legs in the air and wiping tears of merriment from their eyes as they went into fresh gales of laughter. Marielle liked the fun-loving Otter twins, but this was neither the time nor the place for fun and games.
Hi, you two,
she called up to them.
Are you both sitting on a feather, or is it just a mad fit of the giggles?
Bag and Drum were laughing too much to answer. They fell about, slapping their paws down against the wall top and shaking their heads from side to side. The laughter was so infectious that Marielle and Saxtus began chuckling, and even Brother Hubert could not suppress a dry smile. Simeon turned his sightless eyes toward the wall top.
Now then, you young villains, what's so funny? Let us in on the joke, please.
Bit by bit, the story came out from the laughing twins.
You're all looking for scrolls.
And you've shifted everything out of the gay house.
But when you started carrying all that stuff out...
Brother Hubert... Gables froze to Simeon to stick under the gatehouse door and keep it open.
And I said to Bag, suppose they're the scrolls that everyone's looking for.
Simeon turned his face to Brother Hubert, who looked guiltily toward the abbot, who shook his head in disbelief. He was about to say something to Marielle, but the mousemaid was already at the gatehouse door, easing the flattened bundle of scrolls from under it.
It's them, all right. The scrolls of Field Roan the Traveller.
Rubbing dust and sweat from his brow, Dandin nudged Hubert.
Well, at least your gatehouse got a good free tidy out, brother.
Smiles broke into chuckles, which gave way to open laughter all around. Sister Sage shook a quilt out of the infirmary window and began folding it neatly as she reached for her feather duster.
Well, it's nice to know that all some creatures have to do is sit out on the abbey lawn in the sunshine and laugh all afternoon, I must say.